aligning all the efforts of all the mission pillars under one umbrella and channelize the energy and the effort and also get the host government on board in achieving a common goal. That's what I feel is peacekeeping for me.
I would very much like to see that the IDPs that are now taking up refugees within our camp are returning to the homesteads so we can start doing what we actually was meant to do when we came here. Our peacekeeping has primarily been protecting physically protection of civilians within our own bases.
For me, peacekeeping is all about bringing peace to the community that you are working with, assisting the country with the mandate that is given to them by the UN. So as a peacekeeper, you are responsible to protect the community.
I think it's very difficult to say what I've done, but I would say what FORCE have done or what the CIMIC section has done. We have tried to facilitate the cooperation between the different pillars, be sure that they are operating on the same sheet of paper. As we go along, I think that civilian pillars are becoming aware on how FORCE is operating and FORCE is being aware of how civilian pillars are operating. So we get some kind of cultural awareness.
We are the FPOs. When there is a public disorder inside the POC site, we are always there. It's called like a public order management, and we are providing security to the UN personnel and UN property and protection of civilian inside the POC camp.
I don't like to forget military, who is really help us to protect camp and everything. And it is been more than professional job according to this situation, what has happened, where we have been in that moment.